Appendix. The 560 code. A coded letter was indicated by a numerical date, for example, 15541, and an underlined signature. The number of words in the secret message and the decoding grid were indicated by multiplying the number of letters in the first two words in the first full line of the letter. How are you would indicate a 9-word message in a 3x3 grid. So pleased to hear would indicate a 14-word message in a 2x7 grid. The message was contained in the 5th and 6th words of the letter, starting with the second sentence. The first decoded word, the 5th in the second sentence, was placed in the top left corner of the grid, the 6th word after that alongside it, the 5th word after that next, and repeated 5th, then 6th, and so on. Once the grid was filled out, the message was read diagonally, in a zigzag, from the bottom right corner. Example. This letter was sent by Julius Green to his mother in Fife and passed on to MI9. It contained information on German U-boat defences gathered from captured naval officers. 15541. Dear Mum, how are you all keeping? I will not be home as soon as I thought. Escorted by guards, I got out of the train near here and was glad, after almost 2 days train travelling, to arrive and meet some English fellows again. Submarine, destroyers, merchant ships, even merchant raiders are represented. Seeing sailors disguised as soldiers is very amusing, but a bit grim when you think of how they lost their own togs. They are a charming crew. I am in a hut with the RN and RM officers. Best love to all, Julie. Underlined. When placed in the grid and read back, the solution reads, disguised raiders meet submarine 2 days out and escorted home. The 560 code, however, had a complex refinement. The O in the name was a letter, not a number. If the decoder found the word the definite article, in the sequence of deciphered words, this was the indication that the code had changed from a word code to a spelling code, and the rest of that sentence should be ignored. The decoder needed to draw up a grid, 3x9, starting with the letter O in the top left corner. O corresponded to 111, P corresponded to 211, Q corresponded to 311. At the bottom of the grid, L corresponded to 133, M corresponded to 233, N corresponded to 333, with all the other letters filled in between, including a full stop after Z, which corresponded to 122. Each letter of the alphabet, and crucially the full stop, corresponded to a 3-digit number, with every combination of 1, 2 and 3 represented. The initial letters of the first 3 words in the next sentence corresponded to columns 1, 2 or 3 of the grid, to produce a 3-digit number, which in turn denoted a specific letter. For example, mother rang up, produces M equals 2, R equals 1, U equals 1, the number 211, which equals P. A full stop, 122, was the indication to ignore the rest of the sentence and revert to word code, writing down every 5th and 6th word as before. The decoded word but indicated message ends. A dash was counted as a word. Here's an example. This letter was sent to Julius Green from his father in the summer of 1943, referring to a map he had sent earlier of a synthetic oil production plant at Blechhammer North and an unpaid bill to a Mrs. Hobbs. 8743. Dear Julius, so pleased to get your letter, informing us you'd received the scripts for the plays, also the iodine, which Mrs. Simpson sent you. Mother rang up, saying you're grateful for the gift, and also how really pleased you'd be. She told Mother that she had sent you some music. Next week I will be sending you more cigarettes. You will have plenty, if they remit them to you properly, as the last lot I sent you a fortnight ago should reach you soon. Hope the other oddments followed on, because you should have got your parcel containing your cheese cap and slacks, which I sent in January, addressed to Marlag und Milag Nord. You remember poor old Mrs. Smith? Her painful illness is following its usual course. Like others who suffer, she's heroic. I hope the legal and general received the cheque I sent them the other day. It was to pay the interest and capital due to them, and it will reduce it further. I've also asked them to let me know when the premium is due on your policy. They're quite businesslike usually, so you need not worry. Judith's birthday was on the 27th of June. She was 4 and is getting quite a big girl. We all simply love her. However, we haven't really spoiled her. We fixed up a little party, and Mother baked her a beautiful birthday cake, which had 4 candles on it. Judith was very excited, of course, and so were all the little guests. You'll be home again, Julie, soon. At least I only pray you will. Mother, Kathleen and Judith send you their love. Dad. Underlined. Solution. The first 2 words, so pleased, indicate a 14-word message in a grid 2x7. The 5th word of the following sentence is the, so the rest of that sentence should be ignored, and the spelling code started from the next sentence. The initial letters of the first 3 words, mother rang up, correspond to columns 2, 1 and 1. Producing 2-1-1, which equals P. The next 3 words, saying you're grateful, produce 2-2-2, which equals A. For the gift equals I, and also how equals D. The first word is therefore paid, and should be placed in the top left-hand space on the grid. However, the next 3 words, really pleased you'd, produce 1-2-2, the full stop, the sign that the decoder should revert to the 5-6 word code, starting with the next sentence. The 5th, 6th and 5th words are be, will and remit. These are then inserted into the grid. The 6th word after that is the, so revert to the spelling code as before, and so on. The completed grid produces the following message. Map of BLHMRN received. Hope others following. Mrs. Hobbs' remit will be paid.